Blog Talk Radio.
Not digging yourself out like our poor brothers and sisters are on the East Coast this week. I don't know how we have dodged a bullet here in Northern Ohio, but we are known as the Snow Belt. And here in Lorain, I think we've had maybe two and a half, three inches of snow all season. So we'll probably get walloped yet, but at this point, we are enjoying some beautiful weather for the end of January up here in Lorain, Ohio. So we wish all of our brothers and sisters that are digging out the very best and God's strength. Fortunately, it wasn't a wet snow, it's a light snow, and folks are getting on with their lives. So that is a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today we are going to be reading the second Corinthians, chapter 4. We did chapter 3 not too long ago, if I am not mistaken. I think it was probably within the last month that we did chapter 3. So this continuance the Lord put into my heart to help you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in your walk. It's one of those passages that if I were a better orator of the gospel, I would work very hard to put the entire chapter word for word to memory so that I could recite it. It is that beautiful and that powerful. So we have some wonderful discernment coming out of these 18 verses today. But before we get started, let us lift up in prayer all of those who are sick and injured, all of those who are suffering, with all kinds of pestilence and man-made situations around the world. Let us pray for the lost souls of the world, those that have liberal hearts that do not include God, Christ, and their Holy Spirit into their lives. Let us lift each and every soul that is on the face of this planet up in our supplications to the Lord as we get started in our prayers. Let us lift up Paul Roberts, Suffragan Bishop Ian Gaylard, Canon Chad Leach, as well as, who just had a birthday this past weekend, our chaplain, First Lieutenant Mark Mercier. We pray for his health and for the glory of God our Father. We pray for the children who are suffering with cancer and other diseases that are causing their childhood to be stifled. We pray for the elderly that their hearts turn towards God in these latter days of their life. Bring that up because part of that type of understanding is what Paul, the apostle, talks about here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. So with all of that, ladies and gentlemen, let us begin with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. 18 verses, ladies and gentlemen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the New King James Version Bible is what we use, but use what Bible you have and follow along the best that you can. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Our gospel is veiled. It is not veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants, for Christ's sake. Verse 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. Verse 11. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. Verse 13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spared through the many, or spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For your light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Apostle Paul lays out a beautiful, beautiful picture of what it means to truly call oneself a Christian. A Christian to be Christ-like, to experience this world in a form that not even angels can fathom. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are so, so very blessed. And we here at the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry and all of our clergy here nationally and internationally are so very blessed to be able to come together and serve you as the Apostle Paul is serving the folks in Corinth. We start off right with the very first verse, and this is so important to remember as a Christian. In the second part, he says, we have received mercy. We do not lose heart. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, faith is what a Christian offers others that they come into contact with. That faith does not necessarily have to be the Word of God. It can be essence of you, the light in you, Christ in you, that manifests itself to the world through your actions, and yes, even sometimes your inaction. In verse 2, he says at the very beginning, he says, but we are renounced, or we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in the craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, as many churches are doing around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is why it is so important to stand on the whole infallible word of God in your life. Because if you twist it and manipulate it, it is deceitful and not prosperous to your eternal soul. This world is not about sugar plums and fairies, so to speak. It is about long suffering. It is about understanding and having a personal relationship with God every single day of your life, because it is a gift from God. And again, as I said, not even the angels can relate to what you will be bringing to the glory of God when you stand firmly on his word. Because he goes on to say here, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how important it is to stand and be accounted faithful. Faith, third time, faith. Full. Not sometimes, but all the time. Not when it's convenient for you, but when it's convenient for God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I don't come at you with discernment of the scripture of my own heart. I come at it with a prayerful heart of God and their Holy Spirit in me coming out in my words to help you to understand. That's what verse 3 and 4 relate to. When we go out into the world and do what we can bring good fruit for the kingdom of God. He says in verse 3 and 4, he says, but even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not going to be able to save the world, no matter how hard you try. You can only reach those that are willing and called by God to listen and change their lives. And we get into that here in just a moment. In verse 4, he goes on to say, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, and here's the catch, should shine on them. meaning called out of their sin. Ladies and gentlemen, there are billions upon billions of people in this world that are going to perish, that you are not going to be able to reach or change their hearts. Why? Because they have the craftiness, they have the deceit, they have the selfishness to impose their will. Christians don't impose their will. Oh, well, I'm sure there are some that try, okay? I've seen many a street preacher standing on the corner waving his Bible, and ladies and gentlemen, most people just ignore folks like that. Sometimes it's hard to, and you do get a little word from here and there, but again, that is God opening up your heart and your ears and removing that veil to hear that word even for a moment so that you can relate and start to change your way. So there is a purpose of ministry for even the sidewalk preacher that stands on the corner and on a milk crate preaching the word of God to the masses that walk by. In verse 5, he says, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord, ourselves, your bondservants, for Jesus' sake." That's how I feel every time, every week I come to you with prayer, with a Bible study, with a general counseling. That's how I feel. Do you feel the same way? Sometimes we need to look within ourselves to see what God wants us to do. And we need to act on that. Because if we don't, then you're not bearing good fruit for the kingdom of God. And you're not doing God justice. You're doing yourself a disservice by ignoring and going the way of the world and not that of God. In verse 6, the second part, he says, "Who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Verse 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels," meaning our bodies, ladies and gentlemen. And it is a treasure to call yourself human and to experience life and to grow spiritually in communion with God, our Father. He goes on to say that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. Every day, multiple times a day, before I start every broadcast here on the Christian Warrior Network, no matter what day of the week it is, I am praying to God, don't allow my thoughts and wishes and will to come out. Let it be yours. Give thy Holy Spirit upon me to pass this word of you into people's lives so that they will respond in you and not because of me. He goes on to say, we, and I emphasize that word, we, because we means even us today, are hard-pressed, meaning Christians are pressed hard on every side for our belief, yet we're not crushed. We are perplexed, meaning we don't quite understand why the world just doesn't get it, but we don't despair in that thought. We go on with our life and do the best that we can. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but not destroyed. And why, ladies and gentlemen? Because always caring about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. That life of Jesus may be manifested in the body. Meaning, let your light shine, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Let it shine like a beacon in a high tower on a high hill find their way. So yes, there are bullies in this world. There are people that put us on notice and try to destroy what God has built. But we don't allow man to have his way. We fight back the best that we can with God on our side, not theirs, because the things that man does is not godly. They may think they are doing God's will when they're really doing Satan's will and Satan justice, the darkness. Yeah, these are insightful words that will cause many to grit their teeth. Well, grit your teeth all you want, because you got to stand accountable to God just like I do. And if I'm not preaching the whole word of God, then I am deceiving those that are in the path. And as I've said in a recent manifesto, I'd rather tie a millstone around my neck and cast myself into Lake Erie and drown before I cause one little one to suffer and to fall. I'm not out to deceive you. I'm not out to deceive the world. I'm not out to spread a gospel that is not of Christ. That's why I break down these chapters verse by verse for you. So let's move on. In verse 11, he says, "For we who live always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh." Ladies and gentlemen, that is our purpose here on earth. It's not to garner riches. It's not to garner titles. It's not to garner certificates of accomplishments. It's not, and the list goes on and on. It is about manifesting ourselves in this body to doing the will of God for the sake of mankind. The sake, meaning for their eternal soul, their eternal life, to be in the light of God, not the darkness of hell, suffering more so than what they are suffering thus far in their walk as a human being. So we go on here in verse 13, the same spirit of faith. I thought that was kind of unique and wonderful, if you want to say so. Meaning that even the Apostle Paul, who is writing this beautiful passage to the Corinthians, you have just as much faith as he does, and vice versa. He has as much faith as you do. Yes, that measurement of faith can be the size of a mustard seed, and yet it can be the size of a mountain. Ladies and gentlemen, it's what you do with that knowledge and that power for mankind, be it your finances, be it your energy, be it your ability to speak, be it whatever gifts or talents God has given, if you're not using them for his glory, for the benefit of mankind, well, then you're, as they were talking, Paul was talking about in the beginning of this, veiled. Your heart, your mind, your eyes, your ears are not receptive, though you may call yourself a Christian. Ah, tough words. Well, Christ said in Matthew, he didn't come to bring peace on earth. He came to bring the sword. The sword, the word of God for your life. That's what he is saying. That means every Muslim, every Buddhist, every Hindu, you shouldn't be and frustrated and losing sleep for doing the will of God. You should be dancing and singing it from the rooftops. The glory and the power that is His in you. You see that when he says in verse 13 in the second half, he says, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why I come at you every week with the sower and just before the weekend to carry you through the mustard seed in Studio B for their Catholic brothers and sisters. Think about it. We're all Catholic. I know that's going to really upset quite a few Protestants in the world, but Catholic meaning universal, meaning the word of God for the world. That's what it is to be Christian, to be universal, and to show our faith, and to be that light, that beacon. Wow. In verse 14, he says, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will, not maybe, not possibly, but will present us with you. With you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You will be standing with Christ and with the apostles if you would just put away the things that are in your mind that are selfish desires and not of God. Wow. Yes, it is a struggle. Yes, it is a fight. But that's where we come into this next part. He says in verse 15, for all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Verse 16, 17, and 18 all run together. He says, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, meaning our trials, our tribulations, ladies and gentlemen, that we go through, which is but for a moment, the suffering that we go through, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, because we come out of it better on the other end of it, ladies and gentlemen. And here in the last 30 seconds of this program, verse 18, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. Things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And that is the entire word of God is eternal, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And I hope you find the power behind 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and can instill it into your heart word for word and be that light for the world to see. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is the Patriarch of the Celtic Cross, of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry, Andrew Patrick, saying God bless, and we'll talk to you next week.